This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Yay, and welcome to the second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. And we have a very special guest. I've been looking at the program of MIFF this year, the Melbourne International Film Festival, counting down, I think it's 8.5 hours now until the grand opening. And I've got in the studio someone really special here. We've got the writer and director of Downriver, Grant Sikluna.
Thanks for having me in.
Grant. Yeah, the director and writer of this feature film, Downriver, which is going to be playing. It's very exciting. It's going to have its premiere.
Yeah, first screenings. At this stage, only 10 people have seen it. By the end of these couple of weeks, I think it's going to be about 1,500.
Yeah, well, look, it's sold. And to be honest, how excited are you that the three original sessions have all sold out already?
Yeah, they have. Really amazing rallying of support. Look, I think it's a little mixture of, I guess, people that might know my short films, people who have come across it in the program and been interested. Obviously, friends and family, my mum. But also, it's just, we're Melbourne and, you know, it's the Melbourne Festival. Mm. Melbourne people like to support local films at the festival. So
they
It's all of that combined.
Yeah, excellent. And there's going to be, it's just exciting, an encore screening already.
Yes. So that's not in the guide, but it is on the website. There is an encore screening was announced yesterday, so there are still tickets left if people are interested.
So what's Downriver about? I mean, firstly, look, you were saying people are keen on your short films and you've really expressed and shown a real talent there, and of course with the Wilding as well back in, 2012 or 13?
Yeah.
When it came out. About that. It's been a while since that, but you've been busy with this project, so tell us what it is about.
Downriver's, you know, on the surface it doesn't look like a queer film, but I really like talking about it as a queer film because it very much is to me. But on the surface, it's a mystery film about a child who is missing, a body of a child has been missing, and someone goes in search of finding what has happened to the body of the child so that the mother and the family can have some closure. And interestingly, that kind of detective character is a young man who was charged with drowning the boy. He is on a real redemption mission to try and do the right thing after something which he's done, you know, dreadfully, dreadfully wrong. The queer aspect of it is kind of woven into the texture of the character and in some of the other characters that he meets. So it's not overtly a kind of gay story by any stretch, but I think when people see it, they will see that what I see, which is that it is really a story about love and friendship and forgiveness and reconciliation and stuff like that. So.
And we need a lot of that in the past
It's always
few
good.
Days, don't we?
It's always
we really
good.
Do. People in Australia and Melbourne, we really do. But anyway, that's a different matter. But yeah, so you've enlisted, of course, the talents again of Reef Ireland. I mean, this is incredible.
Yes.
He's such a star.
So Reef was the lead in The Wilding, and I met him just in casting that short film, and I had such a remarkable experience with him just creatively. And I credit a lot of the success of The Wilding to him and his great performance and what he does really beautifully, which is what I kind of kept writing into the feature, knowing that I would cast him. Is he can turn the most beautiful, tender, and on one moment, and then turn into sort of, you know, a really damaged, even brutal at times character in another moment.
You can flick that switch, can't
you? Incredible. Yeah. And it's just so dynamic to watch.
Very magnetizing type of persona too that comes across very strongly.
Yeah.
And carries that character. So believable.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spoil it for people. They have to go and see it if they can. And they have to do it soon because they can't go to the first three that are advertised in the Melbourne International Film Festival program. So what's inspired you to make films that are pretty gritty? It's been compared to being a little bit like, did I read some Chopper Reed moments? And because of the prison aspect and the so-called, you know, outlaw, kind of like an outlaw, reminds me a little bit like a Western set here. What inspires you to make such things?
I always like writing about kind of extreme situations. And I think what I've realized about my own writing and the stories that I'm interested in is, you know, that duality. So on one level, it might be a story which is about death or the death of a child and, you know, it's that sort of heavy things. But really what it's actually about is about life and people trying to live and reconnect. And, you know, and that for me is the most potent sort of writing. And I think most of my stories are like that. They have that duality of tenderness and brutality at the same time, which I hope is, you know, a rich viewing experience for people that see the films.
Yeah. And also, like you're saying, with the queer sort of content in there, it's becoming normalizing it, you know, like it's just matter of fact,
yes,
that kind of situation. And that's our lives, isn't it? That's what a lot of people's lives are about.
So, yeah. I mean, it's quite queer once you start getting into it. There are a number of gay characters or differing sexualities. And yet I think that adds to the texture of it and the interest of it, but it's not a film which hangs itself on queer issues by any stretch.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of work I'm interested in writing as well.
Feels like a sort of a preamble. Well, feels like The Wilding was a preamble to this.
It is, in a way.
Yeah,
it is. He's a very similar character in The Wilding. And at the start of Downriver, there is a scene which is purely reminiscent of The Wilding, which is a connection with his cellmate, which is what The Wilding was about. It was about a love between two boys in a really harsh environment.
Mm.
And Downriver starts in that same way. And he gets his parole and sets out on this mission that I was talking about. So you can watch one and then enjoy the other, but you can see each of them on their own terms.
Yeah, well, maybe on the DVD.
I hope
when that comes out, they can be put together. Yay! But like a interesting novella and the main part of it, main feature. Awesome. Feels a little Lantana-ish. Is that right?
Yeah, I've had somebody sort of say it does remind them of Lantana in style and just
it's that searching that Australians have.
Yeah.
That real need to try to find out who they are, I think.
Yeah, I think that is kind of at the heart of what the story's about.
And, of course, talking off air with you, it's going to be a travelling film too.
Yeah, so once the festival closes, so if there are any listeners in regional Victoria, the festival does run the Travelling Film Festival, which goes around to a number of regional centres, and I believe we are a part of that. So that's going to happen over the next few months, so people should stay abreast of the Facebook page for MIF or Downriver.
Yes, okay, so you have got a Facebook page.
Yes.
We were trying to find that before.
Downriver Film on Facebook.
Downriver Film on Facebook. Yes, a website too for you guys?
Yes, it's the same thing, downriverfilm.com.
Excellent. We'll put all those links up there as well. How are you feeling? Because the big star, one of the big stars, is going to be coming from Melbourne.
Yes, the film has Kerry Fox in it, who plays Reef Island, who we're talking about last segment's mother. And if people know Kerry, they certainly recognise her face. She has been in lots of great films, including An Angel at My Table, that New Zealand film, and Shallow Grave is the one where most know her from.
When share housing goes wrong.
Yes, and the knife scene.
Oh, is it gorgeous? I love that. I'm sure that I've lived with someone like that, or have I been someone like that? I don't know.
Wanted to do that too. But Kerry, she gives a really remarkable performance in Downriver. So she lives in London now, and she's coming out for the festival. She's also in Holding the Man, which screens the night after Downriver, so she's coming for that weekend, and she's doing a acting masterclass with me, and tickets for that are available through MIF, so she'll be talking about her very interesting acting style, I can tell you from the front line, and my own experiences with her.
Yeah, how was that, working with someone with such chops, as they say?
Oh, look, on one level you feel ultra safe because she's got so much experience, and, you know, as a director, it's not about trying to unearth a performance from someone like that. In fact, it's about trying to control someone like that, because she's a live wire, and she understands the material. She's really intelligent, understands the material immediately, and then in more takes of, you know, of the scene, she'll just try different things and experiment and go this way and that way, and she just gives you so many choices as a director. She's
controlling
really lucky.
That though, it's like
trying to harness it in.
Yeah, it's like wrangling, wrangling the spirits, so to speak.
Oh,
wow,
she's
what an
incredible
experience.
Incredible energy. Yeah. So that'll be a really great great masterclass. And just looking forward to seeing Kerry again, because we shot this in November last year. So it'd be nice to have a drink with her again. She's such a cool bird.
And the cool thing is too, like anything that these projects or films as they are, they take over your life, don't they?
They're
all consuming, and then it's getting it out there, promoting it, festivals, and
that's right. And so I've got a big 6 months ahead with the Travelling Film Festival. I'll go around to all the regional centres, do Q&As, and then either late this year or early next year, Rialto are releasing the film in cinemas. So it will be a small release, but we will be in all the major centres. So I'll be travelling up. We'll do Q&A screenings in all the capital centres.
Because it could build. It could build that momentum as long as everyone's happy with the film. You know, like the ones that have sold or already bought all the tickets up.
Someone has
bought all the tickets up for the sessions, the 7th of August, 12th of August and 16th. You can't go.
Yes,
but there is the encore. There is the encore.
Encore of Friday, August 14th at 9 p.m. That's the final session. With tickets still available.
Cool. Well, it could build up like 52 Tuesdays, of course.
Fabulous.
Which
film.
Is just happening to break now in the UK. It's taken a while, but it's breaking there. And reports are shining and just fabulous. And Sophie Hyde and all her family and friends and people worked on it have a lot to be proud of. And it's just, again, it's queering, but it's normalising the queer.
Yeah, it's very queer. But at the same time, it's a film which is about parenting, you know. And so it's about something universal.
Life. Yeah.
Oh, she's really done a fantastic job on that film. I'm so excited for her.
Yeah, I get goosebumps thinking about it, and the same with your film. So look, obviously we need people to support, you know, these sort of films with these sort of topics and ideas and things, and also to see it showcased as part of the Melbourne International Film Festival is a great launching pad as well. Good luck, Grant.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
You know what you're going to wear? Isn't that what they ask you on the red carpet? They ask all the boys that.
Oh, no, yeah, right.
Well, they need to start doing that, don't they? Yes, what are you going to wear? No, seriously. Oh,
I'll be suited. Sans
suited
tie.
With a tie? No.
No tie.
No.
No tie.
Ooh,
I'm thinking maybe a neckerchief, but we'll see
how
I feel on the day. There is a bow tie in my cupboard, so maybe the bow tie will come out. I'm not sure. I'm just going to have to ride with the feelings at the time.
Cosplay?
A bit what?
Cosplay? Your favourite? What is your favourite? If you've got a favourite film, that if you could pick one.
Oh, well, you know, in fact, it is a film which is, it's from 1976. It's screening in the festival.
Oh.
It's a documentary called Grey Gardens.
Oh, no. That's
my
incredible
favourite film of all time. And I'll be going along and seeing that. It's very extreme.
I've never seen it on the big screen. So it's a great chance to do that, isn't
it? Yeah, that's the first place I saw it on the big screen about 10 or 15 years ago. And seeing it pop up in the program again with my film in the same program, I thought this is just too much
serendipity.
Yes.
You're going to be waving a flag?
Yeah, I'll be crying the whole time.
Don't you love that scene where she's dancing with the flag?
Oh, yes.
It's like crazy.
Yes.
These people are real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really...
Real life is, is scary.
If anyone doesn't know, it's the story of mother and daughter who have been living as a cut-off from the world.
Reclusive,
and they just...
Yeah.
Reclusive. And in really posh New York. And they just fight and sing and dance and blame each other for their lives going wrong and right.
And they knew the Kennedys, didn't they?
Yes.
They're neighbours with the Kennedys or something.
Jackie Onassis is the cousin of the daughter. So it's really camp and
crazy.
I just love it so much. So.
All right. But before you do see that film, you must try and get to the encore screening Friday, August the 14th of Downriver. Thank you very much, Grant.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thanks for coming on at the Second Breakfast here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.